A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As they were gathering in Galilee, Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is going to be betrayed into human hands, and they will kill him, and on the third day he will be raised." And they were greatly distressed. When they reached Capernaum, the collectors of the temple tax came to Peter and said, "Does your teacher not pay the temple tax?" He said, "Yes, he does." And when he came home, Jesus spoke of it first, asking, "What do you think, Simon? From whom do kings of the earth take toll or tribute? From their children or from others?" When Peter said, "From others," Jesus said to him, "Then the children are free. However, so that we do not give offense to them, go to the sea and cast a hook. Take the first fish that comes up, and when you open its mouth, you will find a coin. Take that and give it to them for you and me." And they were greatly distressed. In today's gospel, we can all easily relate to the apostles. Each day has brought more trouble for Jesus and more trouble for the apostles. It seems that everything he does is criticized, opposed, rejected. And here is Jesus, the Master himself, foretelling his betrayal and death, news that the apostles just don't want to hear. Based on their initial disbelief at the Lord's resurrection, I have a suspicion that none of them really heard the last part, "And on the third day he will be raised." With heavy hearts, they travel to Capernaum, and once again, Jesus is on the spot as the collectors of the temple tax approach Peter and demand, "Does your teacher not pay the temple tax?" Peter blurts out, "Yes, he does." Apparently, on his return home, Jesus knew all about it and offers Peter a lesson in freedom. His freedom as the Son of Man and Peter's freedom as a child of God. Although Jesus, as divine person, enjoys obvious tax-exempt status, in his human nature as a man, as a Jew, he will pay the temple tax, and as God with us, he will also pay for Peter. In a lighthearted touch, Jesus tells Peter to go fishing for the money. He assures Peter that the first fish he catches will have a coin in its mouth. I am pretty sure that Jesus had a smile on his face as he watched Peter trudge off to the sea, probably shaking his head and muttering at the Lord's request. When I first made my lectio on this gospel, my first thoughts were death and taxes, as I recalled Benjamin Franklin's famous words, "In this world, nothing can be certain except death and taxes." But that is not true for followers of Christ. Justin Welby, Archbishop of Canterbury, said it well at a conference last year. Quote, "And we know, you know, I know, there is only one certainty in the world, and that is Jesus Christ." End of quote. This is something that Peter learned, and which we all learn, in the only way possible, the hard way, by following in the Lord's footsteps, taking up our cross, and following him. St. Maximilian Kolbe, the martyr of Auschwitz, whose memorial we celebrate today, knew that well, and witnessed to it in laying down his life for another, in absolute certainty in the Christ he died for.